720 WGN, it's Your Money Matters, and we talk about EVs a lot on this show. We get a lot of questions from people wondering about powering them up and what that does to their home, what that does to the grid, and we're going to get some answers. Christina Botero joins us now, Senior Manager for Beneficial Electrification at ComEd. Christina, thanks for coming on the program tonight.
Thank you for having me.
This is a topic a lot of people want to talk about. It's something that ComEd is obviously heavily invested in. You guys are all in on EVs in many ways, right?
You are right.
Why is that?
Great question. When you look at greenhouse gas emissions today in our state as well as nationwide, they actually contribute to about a third of the total greenhouse gas emissions.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, if you look at local air pollution, they are the main factor. So the benefits to health and to the environment of EVs are really important. And our state is invested. Illinois has a goal of 1 million electric vehicles by 2030. And we play a key role in making sure that that can happen.
If we hit that level, is ComEd ready to supply the power we need to charge the cars so that we can drive them the roads?
We're absolutely ready, and we continue making investments to make sure that we meet the needs of the evolving grid.
And how have you guys done that? I mean, it's a lot of technical things that I probably don't understand, but it's been this slow transition to EV. I imagine that's helped kind of, I don't want to say buy some time, but get everyone up to the speed they need to be at.
You're right, and we're tackling it a different way. So I would say there's three ways. First is we want to make sure there are customers understand and feel empowered to make that transition. So customer education is really important to us, and we have various ways to do that. But one of them is our EV toolkit that you can find in comed.com/clean that helps you understand the transition, what vehicles are available, how much you're going to save, and so on. So education is one. Number two is incentives that we're offering on top of state and federal incentives. A lot of the barriers to transition relate to, one, range anxiety, not being enough chargers out there,
mm-hmm.
and two, the upfront cost of the vehicle. So we're offering rebates for residential and non-residential customers to make sure there's more chargers out there and that businesses and public sector can convert their fleet to electric.
What about your third thing.
And then number three is really the reliability of the grid. We have a nation-leading reliability. If you're going to go electric, you want to make sure you count on that.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about that education, because I don't have an EV. I have a hybrid now. I want to do an EV next. I literally don't know how that works at home. Like, do I plug it into the wall? Is that an option? Or do I have to change what happens in my garage?
I'm glad you're asking. You can plug it into the wall. You obviously must have a big enough panel. You may have to make upgrades, and that's what our rebates are for. You would likely want a faster charger. That's what's called a level 2 charger that charges up to 8 times faster. You can charge overnight. But the purchase of the charger as well as the installation costs, that's what we're offering rebates for residential customers today.
Right, because that can be pricey, right?
Right, depending on how your garage is set up or what really you're going to need, it can be really expensive. And that's why we want to make sure that we can help you with that. But it really depends on your home configuration. For some customers, it'll not be expensive. For others, it'll be more expensive.
Okay, let's say I get a level 2 charger. In terms of usage, it's hard to ask this question because I don't really know all the nitty gritty of how you measure electricity. But is it double the amount of electricity I use in my home to charge my car every night? Ballpark it for me.
I think what I'd like to encourage you to do is to think a little bit less about just how much your electricity is going to go up by and think of it holistically.
Okay.
Because obviously every time you add a load to your house, and we can talk about how much that is, it's going to increase your bill. But when you look at it on a holistic basis, you're going to save on fuel, you're going to save on maintenance costs, and then not even counting the health benefits, the average customer is going to save between hundreds and thousands of dollars a year from converting to EV. And we actually have tools to show you that. Our EV toolkit that I mentioned earlier is actually going to help you quantify that.
So the money that you save on gas, it doesn't just get eaten up by the cost of your electricity going up. You will see electricity costs go up, but it is nowhere near the savings that you will have by not having to pay for fuel.
That's right.
So what are these rebates? Who's eligible for them?
All of our ComEd customers are eligible for them, so you have to be a ComEd customer. You do not have to own an EV. So if you're preparing to get an EV and you want to get ready by buying a charger, you should absolutely do that. So for our residential customers, we're offering between $2,500 and $3,750 to offset the cost of purchasing the charger and installing the charger. The chargers must be bought on or after February 1st, and they must be level two chargers. And the nice thing is you can stack this on top of federal and state incentives. And we are also offering business and public sector rebates for charging infrastructure and for electric fleet vehicles.
Just zooming out for the grid, because we've been chatting about this for decades now, about handling all of this at once. If everyone's plugging in and charging their car at night overnight, I think people picture brownouts or they picture power going down. This is something you all have been working on for a while and feel confident of the reliability of this, huh?
It's absolutely right. We're ready today and we continue making investments to make sure that we're ready for the changes that this is going to bring to the grid.
Right, because X amount of vehicles by 2030, that's great. But there's going to be the new benchmark in 2040 and the new benchmark in 2050. So I imagine it's an evolving process at ComEd.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why we have top experts really forecasting the load that we expect, when it's going to come, where it's going to come, to prepare for that.
All right. ComEd.com?
Go to ComEd.com/clean to find out more.
/clean. I like that. Okay. You answered some of my questions. I have 20,000 more. That means we just have to bring you back, Christina, okay?
Exactly. Thank you for having me, John.
All right. Let's do that. ComEd.com/clean.